What do the most successful growing businesses have in common? They're working together in Slack. Slack is where work happens with all your people, data, and information in one AI-powered place. Grow your business in Slack. Visit slack.com to get started.
Millions of Americans are under air quality warnings. How you can protect yourself. Plus, according to investigations by the Wall Street Journal and researchers, Instagram helps connect and promote a vast pedophile network.
The researchers we consulted with found that these accounts did not post the illicit material itself, but rather offered ways by which other users could find it or engage with it elsewhere.
And the GOP presidential field widens with former Vice President Mike Pence officially jumping in. It's Wednesday, June 7th. I'm Anne-Marie Fertoli for The Wall Street Journal. This is the PM edition of What's News, the top headlines and business stories that moved the world today. Former Vice President Mike Pence has announced his bid for the White House. Speaking in Iowa, he questioned the conservatism and leadership of his former boss.
When Donald Trump ran for president in 2016, he promised to govern as a conservative. And together, we did just that. But today, he makes no such promise.
A spokesman for Trump's campaign didn't immediately respond to a request for comment on Pence's criticisms. Trump is leading in national polls of Republicans. Also announcing his candidacy today, North Dakota Governor Doug Burgum. Former New Jersey Governor Chris Christie formally announced his candidacy last night. This week, millions of Americans in the Northeast and Midwest are under air quality alerts as smoke from hundreds of wildfires in Canada drifts south. Several U.S. meteorologists say the weather and wind pattern responsible for pushing the smoke south is unlikely to change for the next several days. Our science reporter Eileen Woodward says health experts have several tips on how to protect yourself.
Healthcare experts are suggesting that if you do need to go outside, you wear a KN95 or N95 masks. Those help reduce the number of particles that you inhale. But ultimately, it would be ideal if you limited the time you spend outdoors, particularly if you have pre-existing health conditions. The sort of health effects are associated with how much time you spend outside, because the more you breathe in these tiny particles, the more of them get into your lungs, and then those are the aspects associated with adverse health effects. So they also suggest utilizing air filters if you have them, so particularly HEPA air filters, so those are high efficiency versions of those tools, and keeping the windows and doors shut.
As of today, the National Weather Service had issued air quality alerts for more than a dozen states, including New York, New Jersey, Maryland, and Massachusetts. You can check air quality by zip code using airnow.gov. There's been a big change at CNN. CEO Chris Licht has stepped down from the role after a little over a year at the helm following a series of missteps. His departure comes days after a blistering profile in The Atlantic that led to growing anger with his leadership. He also faced backlash over the programming decision to air a town hall with former president and current presidential candidate Donald Trump. Our media editor Amol Sharma says Licht's exit leaves a lot of questions for CNN and its parent company, Warner Brothers Discovery.
This is an important part of this company, Warner Brothers Discovery. They need it. They need it to be healthy financially. And so it matters just on that kind of micro level as a corporate matter. It also matters in our information ecosystem. It's still, cable news still has a massive role, particularly when it comes to politics and elections. It is still the central, you know, town hall for those debates. And having a vibrant industry with a couple of different networks that have pretty broad reach is probably pretty important. So if CNN just completely fell apart, I don't think that would be great for our discourse either.
Amol spoke with the WSJ's The Journal podcast. For more, listen to today's episode. Coming up, investigations by the Wall Street Journal and university researchers found that Instagram helps connect and promote a network of pedophiles. More on this after the break.
You're a growing business and you can't afford to slow down. If anything, you could probably use a few more hours in the day. That's why the most successful growing businesses are working together in Slack. Slack is where work happens, with all your people, data, and information in one AI-powered place. Start a call instantly in huddles and ditch cumbersome calendar invites. Or build an automation with Workflow Builder to take routine tasks off your plate. No coding required. Grow your business in Slack. Visit slack.com to get started.
Instagram helps connect and promote a vast pedophile network. That is according to investigations by the Wall Street Journal and researchers from Stanford University and the University of Massachusetts Amherst. Pedophiles have long used the internet for their illegal activities. What's different in Instagram's case, according to researchers, is that the Meta platform goes beyond just hosting these activities. Its algorithms promote them. Joining me now with more on the findings and how Meta is addressing them is Wall Street Journal reporter Catherine Blunt. Hi, Catherine. Thank you for joining me.
Thanks so much for having me.
We know that algorithms on different social media platforms steer us towards certain content. In this case, what did researchers find out about how Instagram's algorithms are facilitating this network of pedophiles?
Sure. Well, there's a lot of ways in which the platform's algorithms are able to help those interested in this kind of content find it and find it fairly easily. As simple as certain hashtags known to be associated with this type of content, making recommendations of other similar types of content. And the way that these algorithms work is they are good at identifying the way a user behaves on the platform and recommend that they follow users or content that is popular with users that behave in a similar way. And if you think about the types of content that we're talking about, it's pretty niche content, right? And so if you have a user that likes that sort of thing, it sends a strong signal, more so than more general interest content, creating a more tightly knit community in that way that continues to build on itself. And there's a lot of different types of accounts and types of users to create a very wide and dark network.
And so what you're saying is that the algorithm will learn the behavior and then start serving more of that content to the person who's searching for it.
Exactly right.
So we've covered the algorithm side, but what about these accounts themselves? How are they fostering these types of networks on Instagram?
Well, I mean, this is it's very dark, but there are some accounts that would present, menus of sex-related child content. That's both illegal and, of course, violates Meta's rules of engagement within the community. That users could commission, purchase, or otherwise engage with off the platform. The researchers we consulted with found that these accounts did not post the illicit material itself, but rather offered ways by which other users could find it or engage with it elsewhere. So again, the accounts were not showing child sexual abuse material in and of itself within the user accounts, but it is still illicit in violation of federal law and violation of Instagram's community guidelines.
It does seem like it's becoming more and more difficult to root out explicit and illegal activity on social media platforms. Why is this such a challenge?
Well, certainly, I mean, the scope of the network makes it a challenge, and the fact that it continually builds on itself, it requires a lot of guardrails and safety measures that historically Meta has struggled to take. Meta acknowledged that it had failed in this regard on multiple fronts and has pledged to do a lot more. But, for a long time, it didn't, block basic hashtags known to be associated with this kind of content. Sometimes users would, if they had stumbled upon this kind of content, it would come up with a message that says, this could be very harmful to children. Would you like to get resources or would you like to see it anyway? And it's unclear. I mean, the company did not explain why that option ever existed. It doesn't anymore. So again, I mean, these are sort of basic steps that can be taken to try to stem the proliferation of that kind of content. But I mean, it does remain difficult, certainly, because of the strength of the platform itself.
We reported earlier this week on researchers' findings regarding Twitter. And in that case, that Twitter had missed dozens of known images of child sexual abuse material. How does that compare to what we're seeing going on at Instagram?
Twitter did have those challenges. And then in the course of these investigations, researchers found, generally speaking, that Twitter had done a bit more to respond more quickly when this came to its attention. Instagram, by comparison, didn't fully address a lot of user reports of this type of content and sometimes mismanaged it when it did come in to say, this is not in violation of our community guidelines, when in reality, the content was very much in violation. And so one thing that Instagram is working on right now is trying to make sure that it can address those types of reports, which are critical in stemming the proliferation of this kind of content.
What specific changes is Instagram making, and what did you hear from Meta about incorporating these changes to address what researchers found?
Sure. So Meta's doing a number of things. It is, again, working to respond to reports better and more efficiently, more quickly. It is working to kind of do some large-scale takedowns of known pedophilic networks on the platform. It says it has been doing this on numerous occasions over the last couple of years and plans to do more. It has blocked the use of hashtags known to be associated with this kind of content. It is working to address the way that the system makes recommendations. It's going to try to do more to stop users with pedophilic interests from connecting with each other. And so, again, building the sorts of guardrails that could help this. But, you know, again, it is a very challenging problem to fully stamp out.
What is the message or the takeaway for parents on how they can better protect their children, perhaps?
There are a number of safety features available for all users, young users included, and I think those are very important, certainly. But it's it should raise greater awareness that there is the risk of coming across content or coming across users that are very much in violation of what you might expect from a platform like this.
That's Wall Street Journal reporter Catherine Blunt. Catherine, thank you so much.
Thank you very much for having me.
In Ukraine, floodwaters continued to rise today after a major dam and power station were destroyed earlier this week. The rupture has forced thousands of people to flee their homes, inundating dozens of towns and villages along the Dnipro River, which separates Russian and Ukrainian-held parts of the southern Kherson region. Our commodities reporter Yusuf Khan says the incident has already sent grain and other produce prices higher around the world. It's also likely to force some farmers out of business.
The flooding is going to have destroyed a lot of the farmland close to the river and close to the dam. It's going to be quite hard for farmers to recover, especially in terms of capital. In terms of the longer term, irrigation is going to be a really big struggle going further downstream. A lot of farmers use the river for irrigation. I think there's always a worry with wheat prices. They tend to be the most reactive in terms of grain prices. Overall, though, the global grain market, global wheat market especially, is forecast to be quite strong. And that's kind of really pushed down on sort of levels in the last couple of months. But there, you know, occasional spikes are definitely a worry.
Russia and Ukraine have blamed each other for destroying the dam. Western intelligence agencies, including the U.S., are working to determine who's responsible, but are leaning toward Russia, according to a Western official. The U.S. and China are preparing for U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken to make a potential visit to Beijing later this month that could include a meeting with Chinese leader Xi Jinping. That's according to officials on both sides. Blinken had been expected to visit Beijing in February when the appearance of a suspected Chinese spy balloon over the U.S. days before his planned departure led to the postponement of the trip. Blinken is expected to meet high-ranking Chinese officials in Beijing. People familiar with the matter said it remains undecided whether a meeting with Xi will occur. A federal grand jury in Miami heard testimony today from a former spokesman for Donald Trump as part of the investigation of the former president's handling of classified documents at his Mar-a-Lago resort. It's an indication that special counsel Jack Smith intends to bring any possible criminal charges in Florida. Prosecutors have discussed whether to bring a case in Florida or Washington, where a separate grand jury has conducted the majority of the documents probe in recent months. The investigation has focused on whether Trump mishandled sensitive government information and whether he obstructed the probe into that question. It has closely examined actions Trump took at his Florida resort. Some former prosecutors said the Justice Department might need to bring any criminal charges within the district in which they occurred. And we report exclusively that Amazon plans to launch an ad-supported tier of its streaming service, Prime Video. According to people familiar with the situation, the company is looking to build on its ad business and generate more revenue from entertainment. Amazon's ad revenue was $9.5 billion in the first quarter, up 21% year over year. According to Insider Intelligence, it's the U.S.'s third biggest player in terms of digital ad revenue after Google and Meta. And that's what's news for this Wednesday afternoon. If you like what you hear, please rate and review us. I'm Anne-Marie Fertoli for The Wall Street Journal. Thanks for listening.
What do the most successful growing businesses have in common? They're working together in Slack. Slack is where work happens with all your people, data, and information in one AI-powered place. Grow your business in Slack. Visit slack.com to get started.